Ramsey TV.
Today's show would be 45 minutes long if I were to do everything I want to do on today's show. I want to tell you why Paul says in this passage we've been analyzing, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 23, all is yours. Verses 21 and 22, Paul makes a list and he says, I am yours, Apollos is yours, and Cephas, that is Peter, is also yours. In what way is Peter ours? It is an amazing answer. It has to do with the superiority of the knowledge that we put forth. And I intended to do a show on that today. I might have to wait till Monday. I probably am going to have to wait until Monday for that, because as I was sitting outside here in the dark right before this show, and I'm reviewing the show in my mind as I do, and I'm thinking, I want to say so much today, including the state of the ministry, that I'm going to have to defer why Peter is yours until Monday. But the answer is going to thrill you, and it's going to encourage you and let you know why this body of knowledge that we are proclaiming is the most important, the most superior knowledge on the face of the planet. Our evangel makes Einstein look like he was playing with Tinker Toys. But I'm going to have to save that until Monday, because what I want to do today is give you a state of the ministry address. Why am I doing that today? Well, because tomorrow, October 1st, is the 29-year anniversary of this particular outreach, this work that I've been doing. I've been doing it now for 29 years. Tomorrow begins the 30th year of these broadcasts, whether they're broadcast via print, broadcast via audios, broadcast via videos. God has been working a miracle for 29 years. And I'm telling you this for your encouragement, because you are the ones who have allowed me to do this. I say that in passing a lot, but today I want to give you specifics about that. And I hesitate to do this because it seems self-serving, but it's not, because this is about you enabling me to get out this word. So I'm taking this opportunity to do that, because again, I wince a little bit because I hesitate to bring up numbers. But if we look at Paul, his intention was to herald the word opportunely and inopportunely, expose, rebuke, and entreat with all patience and teaching. For the era will be, I'm quoting 2 Timothy chapter 4, the era will be, and we are in it, when they will not tolerate sound teaching, but their hearing being tickled, they will heap up teachers. This is about teaching. They will heap up teachers in accord with their own desires, and they will be turning their hearing away from truth and will be turned toward myths. Myths like eternal torment and free will and the Trinity. These are all myths that the vast world of Christianity has embraced, and they heap up teachers in accord with their own desires. And what do they desire? They desire eternal torment. They want their enemies to get what's coming to them. They desire free will because they want to be the cause of their own salvation so that they can damn other people for going to hell. And they think they're doing Christ a favor by making him God, not realizing that they're taking away his death. They're taking away his dedication to God to the point of death. That our Lord and Savior gave up his life, having faith that God would resurrect him. Where does faith come in at all for Christ if he knows that he is God and he's not really going to die? Death was terrifying to him, as it is to all of us until we realize death is ours. But these false teachings, these myths, take away from the glory of Christ right down the line. Eternal torment obviously takes away from the glory of Christ, because Christ died to save the world, to take away the sins of the world. Eternal torment claims he doesn't do it, takes away the glory of Christ. Free will takes the responsibility of salvation away from Christ and gives it to the human. Can there be a more obvious degradation or elimination of the glories of Christ? No, there can't be. Taking away the responsibility of salvation from Christ and putting it on the human, it's despicable. And so we herald the truth, even in an era where the truth is despised, the truth is hated. And instead, teachers are heaped up who will tell people what they want to hear. And they hire people and they train people. People go through seminaries in order to learn how to propagate the myths. And the people love the myths so much that they will heap up the graduates from these institutions who incubate and distribute false teachers who have all the authority of the institution. They have the diplomas. They have the pedigree. They have the exposure. And they love these people. And yet we remain loyal to Christ and heralds of the truth that we find in correctly translated scriptures. And I've been encouraging over the years, and you know this, I've been encouraging people to start your own YouTube channel. And people have done it. Maybe a dozen, I don't know, have done just that. They've turned on their cameras, they've talked about the glories of God in Christ, and they broadcast. And this is heartening to me. And that, I don't care how you do it. You do it on Instagram, you do it on Facebook, on all these social media platforms that I despise, and yet it's necessary. They're important ways to get it out. And so you sending out links of a show or links to an article, it is all part of this heralding that we do. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the work, it is the effort, it is the desire to herald, to broadcast, that counts with God, not the results. The results are in God's hands. Our apostle said, I plant, Apollos waters. It is God who causes the growth. The growth is not our department. Our department is broadcasting, and as Paul says, herald the word opportunely and inopportunely. That is, herald it when it seems to be a good idea and herald it when it seems to be a bad idea. We have our apostle on Mars Hill broadcasting the truth. Broadcast is an old agricultural term where they would just take a handful of seed and just throw it out there. Just throw it out there, see what grows. But you got to put it out. You've got to put it out. And I remember looking in the mirror 29 years ago and telling myself, if money was no object, what would you want to do with your life? How would you want to spend your life? The years of your strength, your best years, how do you want to spend those best years? And my answer was, I want to take my two loves in life, which is the Word of God and the truth, and my love for writing, for communicating, and whatever gifts God gave me for communicating. I want to take the truth from the scripture that God and Christ and Paul taught me and give it to as many people as possible, because it makes me crazy to think that every single day people are tuning into Christian broadcasts, or they're going to truth, or they're watching Christian television, or they're hearing their friends talk about God in a way that defames, defiles, and disparages God. I can't stand that, Maybe other people have more tolerance for it. I don't know, but it makes me crazy and it fuels my desire to upend their teaching, to expose their teaching, to rebuke the teachers, and to herald the truth. And so people ask me, how do you keep going, Martin? It's because of this. Because I care for people who, when hearing these Christian broadcasts, have their peace taken away, have their confidence in God taken away, have a false responsibility put upon their shoulders, which they fail at that every day. They know who they are. They're weak humans. And yet they're told that they are responsible to haul their own sick, sorry carcasses over the finish line of salvation. I hate this. I hate the suffering that ensues by these false teachings that encourage human beings to enact the salvation that only Christ could enact on the cross. So here I go. Since I started broadcasting on YouTube, why am I on YouTube? Many people have told me, get off of YouTube, they're censoring you, you've gotten several strikes in the past, go to a platform where you are more free to speak, platforms like Rumble. I hear you, but YouTube is still the largest platform in the world for videos. And these days, people have a slightly degraded attention span, as they have in years or decades or certainly centuries past. And so YouTube is the biggest platform. I've got to be on YouTube, and I'll be on YouTube to the end until they throw me off. Because it is about, this is going to sound bad, but I'm going to back myself up. It's about numbers. Paul says, I become all things to all people that I may win the more. Paul was interested in winning the more. He did not only teach the body of Christ. He did not only strive every day to bring the body of Christ to maturity. I mean, I try to do that too. I want to bring us all to maturity, to a unity of the faith. And this has to do with the teaching. This is why I always make sure that the teaching is sound, that Paul's evangelist protected from foreign elements, such as law, any kind of law. And so I try to be well-rounded in that regard, that not only do I want to bring you mature teaching and mature meat, such as this topic we've been speaking on, that all is ours. This is mature truth, the conciliation of the world. It's mature truth, justification, how God operates within the body of Christ, that he is the head of the body. All these things pertain to the body of Christ. But at the same time, I want to be an evangelist and take this evangel where it's not heard, where it's not known. And the biggest platform I know of is YouTube. Yes, I've written articles. I have over 400 newsletters that are available for free on my website. But fewer and fewer people these days read. It's possible that fewer and fewer people even know how to read. I don't know. The intellect of society as a whole has been degraded over the years as we've become an electronic society and a quick fix society and a society that has little patience, little attention span. If something doesn't grab their attention in 5 seconds, it's all over. Maybe that's part of the reason why I can be bombastic. It's in my nature to do that. I don't sit back and say, here's a strategy. I'll say controversial things. I'll be bombastic. No, it's just what I do by nature. But God uses that in order to take this word to as many people as possible. Since 2009, I started broadcasting on YouTube in earnest in 2009. And I checked the numbers because this is the anniversary of the work. And I want to let you know what you have done over the years in supporting me. As I've said before, you're backing the right horse. Since 2009, I have had 2 million. I just checked the stats. I don't do this often. 2,851,610 views. 2,851,610 views. Now, it's true that people who put out funny dog videos and videos of their of their cats running around in circles. These people can get 2 million views with one video. I do it the hard way. I have over 2,000 videos on YouTube, meaning that my average views are 1,500 views per video. This, and you might say to that, and I would understand this, well, yeah, you have all these views, but how many people are actually getting it? I go back to Paul Plants, Apollos Waters, God Causes the Growth. It's not our business how many people get it. It's the sincerity. It's the effort in broadcasting it. Again, throwing it out there and seeing what happens. I think I have 4,300 subscribers. Many people laugh at that. 4,300 subscribers. Well, that's one subscriber every day for 13 years since I started broadcasting on YouTube. These are my subscribers on YouTube, 4,300. People tell me that to have 4,300 subscribers and to have an average of 1,500 views, that's an incredibly high ratio of subscribers to views. So I'm happy about that. And again, it's a miracle of God. I'm not a promoter. I don't know anything about marketing. Nothing. Nothing. This is why I depend on other people to help me get that out. But there's one new subscriber every day, 7 days a week for 13 years. That's a miracle. That is a freaking miracle. And I'll never forget telling my wife in September of 1993, when I was on the brink of quitting the United States Postal Service to do this full time. And again, I knew I wanted to do this full time because I didn't want it to be a situation where I used whatever energy I had left after my real job to do this important work. That was the common wisdom. That was what people were telling me. It's like, well, just, you know, you have to have a real job. So just, you know, so just what? After my real job, having a family, a wife and three kids, what energy would I have left to put everything I have into this? It would be leftover energy. And I'll never forget thinking, God is worth more than leftover energy. That's all I'm going to give him, is whatever leftover energy I have after I sort letters or carry the mail to people's houses, try to figure out where their mailboxes are as I walk around the house five times. No, no. That's what I said as when I looked in the mirror 29 years ago. No, no, I am going to do this in my youth with everything I have. God is worth it. I looked at the world of Christianity. They had nothing but full-time workers in Christianity. Full-time workers by the hundreds of thousands putting out the myths. And I said to myself, can there not be one person who does this full-time to combat that? It's David versus Goliath, of course. But the encouraging thing about that story is Goliath loses, David wins. We will win. We will win. And in the meantime, we are to exhaust ourselves heralding opportunely and inopportunely. I have these views, 2.8 million views, because of you. That's not hyperbole. You have kept me going, and I'm telling you this to encourage you that this is working. It is going out in ways that I couldn't have imagined 29 years ago. And again, it's a God thing because I don't promote anything. It's all I can do to produce the content. I'm a content producer. That's all I am. And it's up to other people to get it out. Right now, a man named John Heth, you heard him. You heard from him at the conference in Nebraska. He has now put 10 audiobooks out on my books. He reads my books, puts out audiobooks. He's doing it on his own time. He's doing it for nothing. He's doing the work for nothing. And if you go to Amazon.com and put in Martin Zender audiobooks, there are now 10 of my books available. By the way, I've written 14 books that I could never have written with the energy I have left after putting letters in the slots. And I tell you this, there are 14 more books coming, 14 more books behind these that I'm going to put out. And John Heth is again putting them in audio form because, again, not many people read these days. So I realized how important this was to do it, but I just could never get around to it. But John Heth is doing that. And you notice I try to give you content every day, not just Monday through Friday, but on Saturday I put out a classic video. I do a rerun so you have something to watch and something to share with other people on Saturday. Something I put out a video that maybe I think is really good, but maybe it doesn't have that many views. And I think, oh, not many people have heard this one. I love this one. Let's put this out on Saturday. And on Sunday, Rodney Parris has labored now. I think we have, I don't know, 50 something videos from audios I made 25 years ago that have been lost because they were done on cassette tape, which nobody has a cassette player anymore. Rodney Parris has resurrected these tapes. And on Sundays, Rodney and I have been putting these out with video and text frames because we are heralding. This is what Paul wants us to do. We keep putting it out constantly because it's the announcing that counts with God. And so, I mean, I kind of slap myself every day. Why don't I have 14 more books out? It's not enough. It's not enough. There's no time. At no time will I sit back and say, well, that's enough. Retirement is, to me, an absurd word, especially with this work. But I think it's an absurd. It's absurd for anyone. The culture today encourages people to work their ass off, work themselves into nervous frays in order to make enough money, store it up in their storehouse, in their barns, so that they have enough money to sit around for the rest of their life and do nothing, or to go on cruises, or to go on vacations. I'm like, what is this? Everybody needs a purpose in life. I encourage everyone out there not to retire. You must have meaningful work in life in order to feel like a human being, like a person. God gave us minds and desires to in order to produce meaningful products. And so I encourage nobody to retire. Keep doing what you're doing. I plan on keep doing what I'm doing until the snatching away, or until I die. I don't want to die. I might die, but I don't think any of us are going to die. I don't think anyone listening to me is going to die because I feel the snatching away is that close. And folks, if we do die, we're going to die with our boots on. If I die, I'm going to die heralding. But we're not going to die. We're going to be snatched away. But this state of the ministry address has been brought to you by you. You have made it possible for me to do this. And I will continue to do it every day. And again, if you want to ask the question, how do you keep going? It's because we are running the last lap of the most vital, important race there has ever been. The value of this message that we have, the conciliation of God to the world, the success of Christ on the cross, is still relatively unknown. But it won't be because of us that it's unknown. It won't be because of us. It'll be because of God. God purposely limits who gets it. Nevertheless, I remind you, Paul says, I become all things to all people that I may win the more. Paul was interested in numbers. He wanted to reach as many people as possible. And that's what we're doing. We're doing that. And once again, I want to end this show by encouraging anyone out there to start a blog, start a YouTube channel. You may say, oh, but it's all already been said. Oh, but it's not been said by you. It's not been said by you. You have a voice. You have a unique voice that nobody's ever heard before. You have a slant on the truth that nobody else has. You have a way of presenting it that nobody else does. And so turn on the camera, start a channel, start a blog, do whatever you have to do if it's in you. If it's not in you, you may ask yourself, well, what can I do? It's not in me. Well, support people who are doing it, in whom God has put the fire to get it out. That's a great thing you can do. The Philippians were one of Paul's pet churches, really, pet ecclesias, I should say. I hate the word church. Why did I say that? They fueled him. Lydia, a seller of purple in Philippi, bankrolled Paul's first missionary trip. How's that for a resume entry at the dais of Christ? This woman kept Paul going. The Philippian ecclesia gave generously to Paul so he was able to give freely to other ecclesias, such as the Corinthians. We don't have any word anywhere that the Corinthians were tied in and were really plugged into the fact that Paul couldn't do what he did without the loving, generous support from the heart, not from compulsion, from the heart of these other ecclesias. And so it's a real-time dynamic. It comes from God. Start to finish, this work is of God. I celebrate this work October 1st. I celebrate that day because God put this in my heart. And it is a tribute to Him that it has continued all these years. And I told, back to that story, I told my wife on the eve of the beginning of this work, I said, I just know, and it was scary, very scary time, financially, emotionally. I had a family, wife and three kids. I had a dependable job, government job, good benefits. I said, no, I just have a feeling that there are people out there that we need to meet and that they need to meet us. We have something that thousands of people are going to need, and they're out there. We don't know who they are yet, but unless we do this, they're never going to hear. That's relatively speaking. We know that happier the feet of those bringing an evangel of good. And we know that God uses the old-fashioned slow way to herald this truth. It pleases God to use human beings, clumsy human beings, awkward human beings, to broadcast this. How can anyone get the truth unless they hear? And how can they hear unless someone is sent? And how can anyone be sent unless God commissions them? Speaking for myself, I'm convinced that God commissioned me to do this. I'm either called or crazy. And I'm not crazy.